The actual course of human development makes it impossible to pin one instant as marking the origin of a new human individual. It certainly can't be the moment that a sperm fuses with an egg. Cells typically carry 46 chromosomes, 23 from our mother and 23 from our father. But at the moment of fertilization, the combination of a father's and mother's DNA actually produces 69 chromosomes. That's because an unfertilized egg is a cell like any other cell in a woman's body, with 46 chromosomes arranged in 23 pairs. A cell with 69 chromosomes could never give rise to a healthy human being. Its genes would be wildly out of balance. To avoid this catastrophe, an egg responds to the arrival of a sperm by pinching off a tiny bubble. Inside that bubble, the egg stows away 23 of its chromosomes. The egg is now left with the other 23, a perfect counterpart to the father's DNA. Even now, however, the fertilized egg has not gained a single new genome we can call its own. Its mother's and father's chromosomes still remain separate, swaddled in their own membranes, in which they undergo separate changes. It's better to think of the early fertilized egg as a co-working space, a place in which the male and female genomes busy themselves on their own. The fertilized egg then divides into two cells, each of which inherits the chromosomes of both the father and the mother. It takes a day after fertilization to reach this milestone, and only then do the chromosomes abandon their separate containers. Only in the two-cell embryo do the two sets of DNA join together. And yet, even at this point, the new embryo does not have its molecular independence. Virtually all the proteins in the cells come from the mother, encoded by her genes. In this important respect, the embryo still behaves as if it were a cluster of the mother's cells. A distinct human individual is not yet taking hold of its own fate. Before the father's chromosomes can wake up, before the new genome can take charge, there's a lot of work yet to be done. Inside the egg are a special set of assassin proteins made from the mother's own genes. They roam the embryo's cells, annihilating her other proteins. Another set of her proteins grabs hold of both her and the father's chromosomes and prepares them for their new job. Now the cells make a fresh batch of proteins, rebuilt from the shredded remains of the mother's molecules. As these changes take place within an embryo, it floats out of the mother's oviduct and down into her uterus. Along the way, it may break in two. The two clusters of cells continue to divide, each becoming an ordinary embryo. Ultimately, these two sets of cells can develop into identical twins. If we must believe that a fertilized egg immediately becomes a person, then we're left to wonder where that person went when it became two people. Fraternal twins develop in a different way. The mother releases two eggs at once, each of which is fertilized by a different sperm cell. Sometimes, when these twins are still tiny clumps of cells, they bump into each other and merge. Thanks to their flexibility, the cells reorganize themselves into a single embryo that continues to develop normally, even though some cells contain one genome and the other cells contain another. Scientists call these mergings chimeras. Chimeras can grow into healthy adults who go through life made up of two populations of cells, each with their distinct genome. If every fertilized egg is a single person with all the rights that a single person is entitled to, does a chimera get to have two votes? When we living humans look back at the development of an embryo, it's tempting to see it as a gorgeously precise clockwork of chemistry that transforms a single cell into a 37 trillion cell body. Textbooks illustrate every stage proceeding without a glitch. But development often ends in failure, with many pregnancies lost along the way. The biggest risk to the survival of an embryo is if it doesn't end up with 23 pairs of chromosomes. Sometimes it ends up with a third copy of a chromosome. With three copies of each gene instead of two, an embryo may make too many proteins, poisoning itself. Embryos may end up with just one copy of a chromosome, leaving them unable to make all the proteins they need to survive.